Hello, this is Cordy Kale, Sean McKelvey, and Quentin Adams, and you are listening to TCTC Voices Stories Share. These are stories from students at Tri-County Technical College in Pendleton, South Carolina. Lori Morissette has chosen to interview Lauren Fenwick, a 20-year-old biology student here at Tri-County Tech. Lauren suffers from Erb's palsy, an injury she sustained from birth.
All right, well, thanks for joining us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're going to tell us?
Well, I'm talking about my birth injury. It's called Erb's palsy. I've been aware of it since I was a little kid. I've had to have surgery before. It's led me into a lot of different hobbies, and it's also, I guess in a way, it has caused me a little bit of anxiety about things. But overcoming that has been so, like, liberating.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Erb's palsy is?
Well, it's an injury to your brachial plexus, which is in your shoulder, and mine is on my right side. So when I was born, I was a little bit early, and my mom was like really young. She was 19 years old when she had me, and I got stuck. And so the doctors had to pull me out, and it stretched like all the muscles and tendons in there. And so when I was learning how to crawl, I couldn't put like any weight on my right arm. I couldn't raise it above my head. And then when I was about 2 years old, I got surgery to like move some muscles and stuff around, and it allowed me to raise my arms above my head.
And so as you grew, did you have to have more surgeries to, you know, account for the muscles growing? You said you had to have a number of surgeries.
I had one surgery. I had a number of appointments for that surgery. And after that surgery, I had a cast. I can't exactly remember how long I had it on, but the positioning of the cast was to keep my arm up and bent at the elbow, and the cast wrapped around my entire torso.
How long was that on for?
At least a year or so. And I had physical therapy after that. And my doctor recommended that I start taking ballet. So I ended up starting dance at 3 years old, and I kept dancing until I was 17.
So how did it feel to be able to do dance?
Well, when I was little, it didn't bother me. I was just like any other little kid learning how to dance. I couldn't do a lot of the things that the other girls could do. My balance was a little off, and I remember I used to have to put my hands on my hips, but I'd take my left hand and place my right hand on my hip, and then it'd like slip, and then I'd just like keep doing that, and you can see it in all the videos.
Having Erb's palsy has affected Lauren's life in more ways than just physical.
I think it makes me think more. It makes me more conscious about my movements, and it gives me some understanding about other people who are different and who have to live their lives in a different way. Definitely the friendships I made in dance and figuring new things out that I can do, and like even learning things that I can't do have helped me, because it makes me figure out a new way to do something. Like even at one of my jobs at a bed and breakfast, I was trying to carry two plates at one time, and that's not something I can normally do. So I had to figure out a way to maneuver myself so I could carry both plates out, and my boss even like congratulated me on figuring that out.
When looking at Lauren, one would be hard-pressed to know that something was wrong, yet she struggles with many physical movements that most people don't normally think about.
So I do have some nerve damage. So throughout my right arm, starting from the shoulder all the way down to my fingertips, I do have loss of feeling, especially in my thumb and in parts of my wrist. And I actually can't turn my wrist over at all. It wasn't until I was 10 years old that I could actually put my arm behind my back, and just little things like that.
Apart from a few instances in her early childhood, Lauren never thought of herself as being different from other kids until the end of middle school.
When I was little, I didn't think about it. I know I did get different treatment and PE classes, physical education, because there were things that I couldn't do. So I had to modify a lot of things. And I don't think I realized I was different until around the end of middle school, early high school. And I most definitely worried about it when I started getting into theater and doing musicals. I remember I was so afraid to admit that I couldn't jump rope for some musical number we were doing. And I was so anxious that whole day about telling our choreographer about it. And he just said it was fine and that I don't even have to worry about anything. And there's so much that I can do in the show besides that.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like when you do share with people that you're getting some positive reactions from them. Can you share a little bit more maybe about some other people you've told and, you know, the feedback you've gotten from them?
I know I keep going back to dance, but when I was in a jazz class, we were doing some big group number and my dance teacher's daughter was in there and she was like 3 years old. And she asked her mom which dancer was her favorite. And she was pointing at me, and afterwards she explained that I was her favorite because even though I have this disability, I still continue to dance and I do the best that I can.
For Lauren, having Herb's palsy was a major deciding factor in picking biology as her major.
I think it did, because this happened to me when I was a little tiny baby, and one of my goals is to work with babies and to deliver babies, and I just love seeing the development in them, and I want to see how other children can grow with and without disabilities.
After finishing here at Tri-County, she plans to transfer and get into a pre-med program.
Do you have any words of advice or support for others who, you know, are kind of going through the situation that you had?
My best advice is to never give up and never hold back. And if you think you can't do something, that's okay. But you should definitely try it anyway. And don't be afraid of your disability. Don't be afraid that people are going to look at you differently. Because honestly, when I tell people, the most common response I get is that they didn't even know. Like, I just get so conscious about it, and I think that everyone's watching every move I'm making because it looks different, but no one notices at all. And the growth of, like, from when I was a little child who could not raise my arm at all to where I am now is amazing, and it's like watching a butterfly. Like, that's what my mom calls me. Like, I'm her butterfly, and I just love that. Just think about that. You're a butterfly.
This has been TCTC Voices Story Share, a production of Tri-County Technical College and Media Arts Production. Opinions expressed by the storyteller are not necessarily those of Tri-County Technical College, staff, faculty, administration, or student body. Copyright 2018.